This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. After last week's story of the Northwestern Bell office in Roseau switching over to the new system, I decided to look at the Roseau Times region from 1965 when that change happened. I found an article with pictures of three operators sitting at the switchboard, Leona Kellerman, Othelia Gockrud, and Dorothy Wattman. A $480,000 investment had been made to provide the dial and touchtone service, which replaced the old switchboard. A second photo showed two equipment men, Mr. Weiss and Mr. Sletten, who did the final switchover, automating the connections in the new building. The public also had to be given a few tips about how the system worked. Here is the rest of the story from the newspaper. Dial telephone went into service in Roseau early Sunday morning, December 5th, when the old switchboard was plugged out and the new one activated. Since then, Roseau telephone customers have been trying out their new system and giving the equipment a good workout, Glenn Fossum, Northwestern Bell manager in Roseau, said. Everyone is adjusting quickly to the new dial system as well as to the new 7-numeral telephone numbers, he said. Fossum reminded customers to use the new Roseau supplementary directory, which contains the new 7-numeral numbers, and also to keep the present directory for number information it contains for other towns until the new regular directory is issued next spring. Anyone who hasn't received the new supplemental directory should contact the telephone business office and one will be sent out immediately, he said. Fossum said that the new system, which is powered by banks of storage batteries, would not go off the service list if there were a commercial power failure. Commercial power is used to keep the batteries charged, but if it should fail, the batteries will keep the system operating until an emergency generator can be moved in. An outlet has been provided to plug in the generator to the power system in the new telephone building. Fossum emphasized that each telephone number is unique. There is no other like it in the world. The big difference is the 3-digit area code 218, listed above your new number on the dial cap of your phone, he said. This area code, when added to your 7-numeral local number, gives you a telephone number unlike any other in the nation. In effect, it gives you a long-distance telephone address. Minnesota is divided into three areas under the area code plan, 612 in the central portion, 218 in the northern, and 507 in the southern portion. This means that anyone in another area calling Roseau need only dial 218 plus the Roseau number or give the area code plus the Roseau number to the operator, who will then dial it directly. Because your 218 area code is part of your long-distance telephone number, it is important to give it along with your new number to out-of-town friends, relatives, and business associates if they live in another area, Fossum said. And it is also important for businessmen to list the area code and their 7-numeral telephone number on letterheads or other printed material as a convenience for out-of-town customers and associates who call them. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.